Here with Browns rookie guard Joel Bitonio. And Joel, first of all, congratulations on another thrilling win here for the Browns, getting to 7-4.
Thanks, man. It's so exciting. It's hard to win in the NFL, man, and anytime you do, it's just a great feeling.
What was it like in the locker room after that one yesterday?
It was pretty emotional. Coach Pell was pretty emotional in there, and I think all the guys were just relieved that we pulled out the win. And there's a little bit of dancing going on, like always, after those big wins.
Where do you rank yourself as a dancer?
We had some good dancers, man, so... I wouldn't say top five, but maybe top 10.
Okay, top 10, strong. Guys got the moves here. And you also showed that you've got a little bit of speed. So you line up at the end of the first half to try a 60-yard field goal. They call timeout. You see the first one, Hester. They show, okay, we're going to run this back if you don't make it.
Right.
So you go ahead. We're going to do it again. We're going to try it again.
Yep.
So what's going through your mind as you're lining up for this field goal?
We kick it. And we know, you know, it didn't look long, so it went short. He kind of does his little walkout. You know, he always does that.
Yeah.
And he just takes off. I'm actually playing right contain, so I'm like the contain guy on the right side.
Okay.
But he runs towards his bench on the left side.
When did you know, like, man, I better get on my horse and just get back there as quick as possible?
Pretty much right away. I was like, he's running that way, I'm way over here, I'm gonna just turn and run at an angle and see if I can run into him. And I just started running, and luckily I think Spencer got in his way just enough, and I just kind of came out of nowhere and luckily ran into him. If he would have tried to make any moves, I might have missed him. But luckily, I just ran into him and got him down before the half.
And were you guys just relieved? Was everybody just
relieved?
Yeah, I
mean, I got more. That was probably the most I've ever gotten, like, good job in a game. One of the refs actually came up and said, you know, you probably never thought you're tackling Devin Hester, you know, a future Hall of Famer. I'm like, you're right, man. It was a pretty cool moment, though.
So is that the first special teams tackle you've ever had?
Yeah, probably. Special teams, yes.
So your first special teams tackle ever goes against a man who's returned more touchdowns than anybody in the history of the game. So that's not bad, right?
Yeah, I'll take it. One for one.
One for one. What a rookie season this guy's had, Joel. Now, as we look forward going against Buffalo, tough defensive front. What's it like when you have to kind of go out there against tough guys in a freezing environment?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, they probably have the best, like, overall D-line in the NFL, or close to it. I mean, we haven't really got too much film in them, but they are good up front, man. And that's the strength of their team, their defense. So it's going to be a challenge anyway. And then when you kind of bring in the elements, we don't really know what it's going to be like. But honestly, for O-linemen, we don't mind the snow. It kind of slows them down a little bit, some of those speed rushers down a little bit. So for me personally, let it go. I'm sure Hoyer has a different opinion on that, but Joe Thomas always tells me, he's like, I love the weather. You know, it slows them down a little bit. You know, we're not retreating as much. So let it snow.